Blog Talk Radio.
How we do this? We real, we hot, we fresh. We what? Real hot, fresh.
Woo! I'm sweating. That sounds
good. I feel like New York, LA. I'm doing good. Miami. Where you at now? We can do a hot spread.
From the east coast to the west coast, north to down south.
To South America, to North America, to Canada. They real, they hot, they fresh, they what, they so real, they burning hot, like real and hot and fresh and what at,
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, that's right, everybody. Another Monday night, keeping it real hot and fresh. Coming live from Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. This is the SSBN station. Y'all know it's real hot, fresh. What's up? Your boy Z Fly on the ones and twos. Y'all know how I do every Monday night. I want to keep it real. I got my girl Desire. What's going on, Miss Desire? What's up?
Hey guys, hey sexy guys out there, hey lovely ladies, how are y'all?
That's what it is, y'all. We're about to keep it real hot and blazing fresh for you. And then I should have said real blazing hot and spooky and all freshly, I don't know. But the point is, y'all know what time it is. We're about to keep it the way we do every Monday night. This is it. It gets no better than this. It gets no realer than this. It gets no hotter than this.
It gets no fresher.
That's it. That's what's up, y'all. Say what? SSDN, yeah. We're going to do this. Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's start this show. It's going to be real hot fresh.
Woo!
What up, you stupid?
Good evening.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Y'all know
how's
what time it is.
Doing?
I hope everybody is doing really great because I know I am.
I'm feeling great too. I'm great.
You doing good? That's good. That's great. So
yeah.
That's what's up. So, go ahead.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really hot and fresh right now. Literally.
Yeah, this is my new BFF over here.
Okay. So it's really hot. It's kind of humid. So wherever you're at, you know, I'm pretty sure you're probably having some hot days or some humid days or whatever. Some of y'all may be in some cooler climate right now. But whatever type of climate you're in, the only climate you're in right now is a real hot and fresh climate. But that's the only way we know how to keep it every Monday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for you. Again, this is your boy Z-Fly along with my co-host, Miss Desire, and we're about to keep it real for you. So let's start the show, shall we? So, coming tonight, we definitely have a hot topic for you, very real topic for you. But you know how we do. Before we get into the topic, we like to start things off with a little bit of motivation. And as the regular listeners know, that our girl Tori D, she's always hit us off with the weekly inspiration of the week. But now we have Miss Desire, who is going to give us the weekly motivation of the beginning of the week. So Miss Desire, are you ready to give us some motivation for this week?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am. And to all you listeners out there, I'm sure everything I'm about to say, you know what I'm talking about. And again, every advice that I give is because I went through it and I experienced it. And so here it is. You know, we all have this little voice inside of our head, and it tends to bring us down. And no one needs that, you know, that pessimistic vibe out there. We need that optimistic, you can attitude. So, every time there's that little voice in your head that's telling you, you're not good enough, or I can't do this, or I'm only good at one thing. No, 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 no. Take that out of your head. You need to know that you need to quiet. You can quiet that little voice. And here are some tips how to do that. One, you can learn to do yoga. There's free yoga classes out there. You can learn how to meditate. There's free meditation classes out there. And for all of you that can't afford to do this and like it's free, you can always rent a, DVD or buy one, and it's great. And you sit down, you find a nice quiet spot, you close your eyes, and you tell that little voice to quiet out, relax, that I can do this. And I think that nowadays we just don't listen to that little voice. We do the opposite, and we don't need to do that. So remember, you can quiet that little voice in your head. So don't think that you can't, because you have the power to do so. And that is my motivation for tonight, because don't ever think that you can't. The most powerful words in the universe is I can, okay? I want to hear everybody say, I can do this. Don't ever say you can't. Take the T out of there. If you're negative, you're pessimistic, or someone's around you, kick them to the curb. Because you want to know something? You don't need that around you. You need powerful motivation people around you. All right? So I hope that's real enough for y'all.
That's what's up. All right, y'all, that was your weekly motivation by your girl, Miss Desire. She's telling you to remember to always say, I can, and get rid of I can't. Desire, I definitely agree with that, because a lot of people, they always say, well, I can't do this, or, I would love to, I would love to go on this, to go to the Bahamas this year, but I can't because my money isn't right. That's why you can't. That's why you're not going, because you're already speaking that you're not going to go. But you know, the thing about it is, I know, us saying this, it just seems like, okay, well, that's easier said than done. But no, it's not. I mean, really, try new things. Stop always living, your regular way. I want to challenge people to live outside the box, because a lot of people, they get comfortable in their everyday life, their everyday routine. A lot of people, they just look, they look at things as is. They don't see what could happen or what could possibly happen if maybe you change your ways or your way of thinking or when you speak. They don't look at that. And you're right. I definitely agree with that motivation. So that was real good.
Thank you. And I like your I like that thing, thinking outside the box, because you want to know something? A lot of people don't think outside the box anymore, and I like that catchphrase. So I think now that the words to remember is I can and think outside the box from Z-Fly. So remember that.
that's what it is. All right, y'all. But again, we want to thank everybody for tuning in every Monday. Also, we want to apologize to any week that you do tune in and then, you know, there's no show available. We want to apologize for that because we know that, you know, some people, our regular listeners, you tune in, you're ready to hear us, you're ready to see what the topic is, all that good stuff, and then, bam, you find out there's no show. So we do want to apologize for that. You know, a lot of things happen in life, and, you know, we're not going to say that we can't have a show. So we could have a show, but, you know, sometimes stuff happens that just kind of make us not be able to have a show. So, however, but we are still running. We are still here. And, you know, anytime we do not have a show, we definitely apologize. We want you to know that, you know, we do apologize, but keep tuning in. Don't give up on us, you know, because we're definitely rising. Yeah, we're definitely rising to the top.
We're sincerely sorry from the bottom of our hearts, and, you know, I know definitely me, I know I speak for everybody here, like, you know, we don't like to miss a show, and like I said, but like I said, you know, sometimes emergencies comes up, you know, someone, you know, feels, you know, gets really ill or something, so again, you know, we're terribly sorry, like, it's never to leave you guys hanging, that's not our style, so, you know,
That's right. All right, y'all, so before we get into our topic tonight, we're going to go ahead and play some music from one of our featured artists that we have had on our show, and he goes by the name of Cutty Mac, and you probably remember the song if you tuned into the interviews that day. This song is called Runaway Girl, a very nice song. So we're going to go ahead and start things off with Runaway Girl by Cutty Mac. And again, this is Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh with D-Fly and Desire.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's what's up. That was Runaway Girl by Cutty Mac. Very nice song. So definitely what we're going
to
do. Go ahead. What's up? What are you going to say?
I was going to say, can I just say one more piece of advice? Because I forgot to mention in my motivational piece that. Can I have 1 minute?
Of course, go ahead.
Okay. What I meant to say was when I'm talking about that, you can't, it's not like you can't meet someone for, you know, I can't meet you to get a drink or I can't meet you to go shopping. I meant to say that you should listen to someone by saying you're not smart enough, you know, A, to be a teacher, or B, you're not smart to be a businessman. You know, when I'm saying that, I mean, don't say you can't, say I can. If you can do those things, you maybe have a talent to do something else, because everyone in the world has a talent. That's why I said to never say I can't, say I can. So I just forgot to leave the little tip out.
Okay. Well, that's what I said. Yeah, definitely don't leave the tip out. You can't do that now. But that's good. That's good. All right, y'all. So there you have it. So we're gonna definitely go ahead and jump into our topic for tonight. But before we do, we do want to let you know, if you have any comments or questions or you want to jump in on this topic, feel free to. We encourage you to. You can definitely you know, jump in through the SSBN chat, which is by logging into www.blogtalkradio.com/SWAPEAST, and that is SWOP as in Paul, EAS as in Snake, T as in Tom, okay? And then you can also log into our website on Facebook, our Facebook page, which is, you know, facebook.com/RealHotFresh. Add us, leave your comments there. But the best way to reach us is calling 646-200-3136. And that way we can talk to you live, we can debate live, we can comment, we can fuss, we can argue, whatever you're in the mood for, we are always ready. So definitely feel free to call us. All right, so tonight's topic is, a good percentage of the male gender feels uncomfortable around each other. Many steer clear of any situation that may look or seem homosexual. Negative outlooks of society has put a knife in any sort of bromance between males and has made everything seem like a gay situation. So, one of our questions tonight is there a cure? Is there a cure for this? And this is a really good topic for tonight because, you know, I personally see so many males, guys, who are uncomfortable, you know, with each other. You know, it's like, you know, for example, it's like we can't be comfortable. You know, we can't just be ourselves, because it's always like, okay, well, should I do this? Because, you know, it is going to look gay. For example, I got some examples. Like, for example, here's one example. You know, the way that men hug. Well, like, some people, I'm pretty sure you may say, well, no, that's just the way guys hug, which may be true. But you know how, like, guys, you know, they kind of clap first, and then they, you know, they do the one-arm hug. But but now the question is, okay, is that just the way guys hug, or is that the way guys hug because they don't want to do both arms because that's too much showing affection? Because, you know, it seems like guys have problems showing affection. You know, women, you know, they show affection all day long or whatever, but guys, it's like if they show affection, then they feel like they're looked upon as weak, or, you know, as a punk, or, you know, really, and just because you're showing affection, that makes you a punk?
No, I mean, it does not. That's pretty sad that no one can actually be real. And, you know, I think it is sad that when guys actually can't actually hug, like, it's like, come on, guys, hug. It's like, hell no, I'll look gay. What does that mean? You know, like, it's like we have so much stereotypes, so much racism, so much, you know, negative feedback. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of it. I think it's sad, and, you know, I mean, I'm not a guy, but I think it's stupid. Like, when I have two male friends that I know and they don't want to hug, oh, my God. Like, let's only hug in the house, or, you know, not a hug.
I know.
What's the matter? So, you care what people think? You care, like, you're going to see this person,
exactly,
like, you're never going to see again? Are they videotaping it? What are you doing? Are they taking a picture right now? Are they going to exploit you somewhere on a website? No. It's just two guys can't hug. What's the deal? It's frustrating.
You know, I find that so, you made a good point whenever you said that, you know, they're embarrassed or, like, you know, they're insecure, because you know, like a lot of times, you know, they're secure with themselves, you know, they're a man and they don't care what anybody thinks. But yeah, sure they do, because it's just like you said, you know, they do things behind closed doors. So my thing is, if you're doing it behind closed doors, does it make it look, I guess, less, I don't want to use the word gay, but I guess, do it make it look less, what's the weak, I guess, or whatever. You know, does it make it look less weak? Because, see,
less manly?
Yes. Does it make it look less manly or whatever? If you do it behind closed doors, another thing, to me, my opinion, I think it's a little weaker because you really want to be free and then you want to, you know, do it in public. But you're so worried about what people think. And you can do it behind closed doors, which means in your heart, in your mind, you really want to do it. You are doing it because you're doing it behind closed doors. So,
I'm breaking up there a little bit.
Oh.
Hello?
You now?
Yeah, okay, I hear you now.
Oh, boy, that's awful. Okay, well, thank you. Let me know if I'll be probably breaking up a bad mic.
Yeah.
But basically, to sum up what I was saying was, I think it's bad because their true intentions is, you know, just be free, you know, hug or whatever. I mean, and you know what, it's funny that we're talking about hugs because, yesterday in Union Square in New York City, you know, they had, like, there was, like, these two girls and a guy, and, like, they were giving out free hugs, you know, like, you
yeah. I'm a hugger. I should buy that shirt. I'm a hugger. I love hugging all the time, like, no problem.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so they was giving out free hugs, so, you know, and it's like, I was looking at people, you know, just walking by these people, you know, that they didn't want to hug these people. And then, you know, like I said, there was a guy, of course, you know, a guy don't want to hug a guy. But, like, to me, why do a lot of people walk around with, like, this homosexual, you know, guard, you know, over their head? You know, it's like some people, I mean, honestly, some people every day from the time they wake up to the time they go to sleep, they are performing, especially in public, they're acting in a way because they're so worried about looking unmanly or whatever. I mean, and then like my thing is if you have to act, if it's an act, you know what I'm saying, like thugs. You know, if you're not really a thug and then you're trying to act and be all hard, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if that's an act, because see, like if you don't act like that at home, then that's not you. Why, I mean, why do men have to do this? I mean, that's the question. Also, go ahead, Desire, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's what you said, a lot of you put up a front, you know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, I'm this and I'm that, like, you know, I'm macho man. But as soon as they get home, you know, they're not macho at all. They're like this, like, little mama's boy. And, oh, mommy, you know, it's like, no. You know,
yeah.
Or I love my brother. I love him, man. You know, we're hugging and stuff, you know. No, I mean, it's like I said, you know, I and this is what I say to everyone, like, especially guys with Dave. Like, listen, you want PDA with me, okay? It's not going to be just in the house. It's going to be outside. So do not expect you to not be, have no, and if people don't know what PDA means, it means public display of affection. So if you can't have PDA with me outside and you only want to indoors, bye. I'm bye.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't need you because you're putting on a front that what? I'm not pretty? I mean, to me, I'm attractive. I have no problems. I mean, you know what I mean? I think I look good. I have no problem. I know I look good. Now I think I know. And I had no, people tell me otherwise. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not Miss America or anything, but you have to love yourself and you have to have confidence. I know I look good and, you know, but you're not going to show me affection in public. Why are you going to only do it in the house? Then bye. I don't need that. You know, you're fake to me and I don't like fake people.
Right.
So, and, I think we were talking about this, you know, earlier, you know, on the phone, that not a live, talk, but you were saying something like, and I've seen it too, like two girls can go into a dressing room and it's okay, but if two guys went into a dressing room, oh my God. So,
yeah, that's actually, you know, our Facebook question for tonight. We're definitely going to get into those comments later, but you are exactly right about that. You're exactly right. And you know what, too? I think it is, I think a lot of it is that from almost the beginning of time, I guess, or for the longest time, you know, people look at women like, you know, like, I guess, a weaker sex or whatever. So, you know, if, like, they hug and kiss and hold hands and do, you know, I guess, girly, you know, people look at it as girly things, you know, they go into the dressing room together and this and that, and they hugging and they're kissing. But then, you know, I guess people look at guys like, you know, you're supposed to be tough and this. But see, but now here's the argument I have with that concept. Okay, you may look at things a certain way. So, I mean, I could look at, you know, for example, we looked at Bill Clinton as being, you know, our president, you know, our noble president who was doing things right. And, you know, he was up on, you know, he was on the up and up and doing straightforward. But then we came to find out that he was doing, you know, doing his little stuff on the side. So just because you look at things as it should be one way, that doesn't mean it's going to be that way. So just because, you know, people look at guys as, you know, being the head and being tough, every single guy in this world is not going to be tough and all that kind of stuff. So I just think that you just need to get over it. I really do. We have a caller.
Ooh.
We have a caller. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Can you hear us?
Are you talking to me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
we hear you.
I didn't even know I was coming through. It told me to mash the button. I didn't mash any buttons. I just waited. Yeah. Yeah.
You're live.
Yeah, I'm just checking out the show, man. I heard what she said about the thing with the, you know, two girls going to a dressing room. There's no problem. But
yeah.
Guys do it. Well, you got to think about it. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not gay. I'm you know, I'm straight. You know, I don't condone the lifestyle, but because I have questions I like to ask gay people, you know, because I like to know what's going on, man. You know, what makes you want to be like that? I mean, what happens on the inside of your head? Because I'm telling you, I watch the news, and I don't know if you guys have been watching this show with this Westbrook lady. This lady is protesting dead soldiers, and she's also protesting homosexuality, and she got signs out. She picking and God hates fags, and that's why AIDS is. I'm like, man, come on now. You ain't even got to go all out like that. Yeah, that's on TV, man. I thought that was kind of bad, you know. And I got a gay sister, and I got a nephew. Like, I love my family, man. I ain't like that, but I don't see why she got to go. You know, you got to go. You promoting hate, man. That's almost saying, you know. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at that. Like, that's like, that could be a racist situation right there, boy. Because
I was just saying, like, there is racism is never going to stop. And it's extremely sad that you can be gay and you can get bashed for it. But if you're a lesbian, it's okay. And that pisses me off. You know what I mean?
Well,
so it's like,
that,
it's not okay.
That's in this country. You got some other countries out there that they don't even play the radio, man. Because I don't know if you guys, they'll kill you when it comes to that kind of stuff. And, then you too, you got, like, over here, like, I was just reading this thing on Charlie Crist, the governor of Florida, you know, it was saying that he was, like, he was gay, but he didn't want to come out, you know, and I was like, he's saying, he's denying that he is gay, but these guys are saying that, hey, we had sex with you. I'm like, whoa, they did that, you are gay, but, you know, they hiding it, you know. It's like a couple years back, I remember one of the state, one of the congressmen, I think, it was a senator, who had a law passed about pedophiles, you know, and child pornography. Oh. Then he gets caught looking at child pornography. Then he had to retire from Congress or whatever you want to call they retire from. I was like, whoa, you know, so you never know. But I think that, you know, as far as there's a lot of hate going on, and you really got to be careful because I'm trying to figure out what, because it's like something is stirring the air, man. I don't know what it is, but that seems to be a big. Read the news. That's a big topic. You know, they're talking about homosexuality, adultery, stuff like that. Those things are becoming big topics. Because you see a thing what happened with what's that singer's name, Fantasia?
Yeah.
You see what she? they're talking about her with the married guy. I'm thinking, man, now she was, you know, she was American Idol. Now they're talking about whore. They're calling all kinds of names.
Oh, okay, my God. But now.
Wrecker and everything else.
Now, caller, what is your name?
They call me Mukon.
Okay, Mukon. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Okay, so do you think that's why a lot of, you know, straight guys are guys who, you know, claim to be straight? Do you think that's why they act so, you know, I guess hardcore and homophobic? Because you know, they don't want to be looked at, you know, as being homosexual because of the negative outlook and things that
yeah,
happen.
The stigmas that come along with it. You got to remember, and you know, being that you got to remember what country you're in, a Christian nation, and the Bible it tells you that that these individuals are truly exchanging the truth for the lie, and they said, "What is that?" Well, the truth of who they are. It says their body tells you who you are. That's the role that you were assigned. Mm-hmm. And that's how society is viewing it. That's why I'm going to tell you, man, I have right now my nephew, when we found out he was like that, my parents, they hate that with a passion. My sister, she and her and my mom, they talk, but they can't really get into a deep conversation about how, you know, their conversation's like, how you been doing? You're not sick? Well, that's good. And it goes, that's it.
You think it would get to the point that they would disown their own family member because of that?
Well, they get to the, what you mean? I can barely hear what you said.
Oh, I said, you think they would disown their family member, your family member, because of that? Because, you know, they're sexuality?
Yeah. I think
that's
that
horrible.
Because my father, he don't really say too much, but he don't smile on it. But you know, he's looking too. You know, I tell him like this. You have to, because I read the scripture and it tells you. Now it tells you, I'm gonna be honest, in the Bible, it tells you that you should turn back from such activity. But it also tells you too, you don't hate the person, you hate the act. Now I think that when those brothers come around, you never know what direction they're gonna take. I want to know what causes. That's what happens. Because like my nephew was grew up in a foster home. He was raped by the guy's in prison. I thought it was a joke at first until I found out that this whole time he was telling me the damn truth. And I said, like, holy smoke. Because when I just met my nephew a couple, maybe about a year or so, and I said to one of my sisters, he's gay, isn't he? And she goes, yeah. And then when he told the story, what happened to him, I kind of laughed it off, thinking, no, he ain't like that. You know, he's not telling the truth. And then later on, I find out he was telling the truth. The guy's in prison for it. But they started this stuff when he was really young. And I thought maybe maybe that's what made his mind flip. I don't know. I don't know how that stuff works. And
Well, you know what, actually, you bring up some good topics. Thank you for calling. And also, if you do want to call in out there and join in on the comment, definitely call in 646-200-3126. I mean, hold on. Also, it's 646-200-3136. You bring up some good topics, I mean, on some good points. Actually, shows before that we had, one person had brought up the point about, you know, whenever you're asking, you know, what makes a person be like that, I don't think it's a choice. I mean, really, I don't think, why would somebody choose to be hated on? Why would somebody choose to be, you know, in a lifestyle where people hate, you know what I'm saying, to like just grow up, to have to hide, you know, who you really are and lie and then, you know, be confused. In my opinion, I don't think people choose that. However, just like you said, you know, but see, a lot of people, they don't want to kind of figure out, you know, why this person, you know, could be like this.
Yeah.
You know, just like you said, you know, that person was raped. So, you know, it could have triggered his mind, you know. For example, you know, like young women who are molested by their dads or uncles, you know, they grow up, you know. Yeah, exactly. You know, some of them become promiscuous, you know, maybe prostitutes or whatever because of what happened.
Or they go the opposite way.
Look at Monique's brother. He aired on Oprah that he molested his sister. You know what I mean? Like, that's horrible.
Monique who?
Monique, the comedian. Her brother, she was on Oprah, and he apologized. And front of live audience saying, yes, I molested my sister when she was younger.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I
know a lot of that takes place, but I'm going to tell you, now, you know, a lot of that takes place, because I've met a lot of people that are like that. When I was younger, I was always told that, you know, my parents didn't really say anything about it because no one ever talked about it. Just as I got older, I started meeting people like that, and I said, well, they're not bothering me. There's no problem, you know. I can't go around just being mad at the world or jumping on people feeling the way other people felt about, you know, because a lot of people, I couldn't figure out where that type of hatred was coming from. Like, why are you generating so much hatred towards these people like that? I mean, it's like they come to your house.
Hate is a strong word.
No,
yeah, hate is.
And that's what they were doing. I said, but it's not like they're coming to your house forcing you into that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, I have read something on a bridge once. I can't remember how it go, but basically it was saying that people, you know, people hate, or we hate, you know, things we don't understand. A lot of people, they don't understand that lifestyle. You know, they don't, you know, kind of like what you said in the beginning, that you don't understand why, you know, another guy will like another guy. You know, a lot of people, they don't understand that. So, you know, and then they're not going to try to understand it. So, you know, so whenever they have questions but they're unanswered, they're just going to hate it. You know, they're just going to, resent it, stay away from it, want to kill it or whatever, because you're not dissecting it. You're not understanding, you know, these people. So,
I recently saw, I just came back from New Jersey coming home, and I seen these two guys holding hands, and they were African American guys. And then you seen another, it was a black guy and a black woman separately, don't even know each other. And then I just like walked upon waiting for the train, and these two are hating on these two guys for holding hands, and he's cursing up the storm like, oh, hey, they shouldn't be that way. And all I kept thinking was, is this guy like is he like a closet, you know, like in the closet or something? Because he was hating on them so much. Like, he's like, oh, things like that get them killed. I'm like, how would you know? You know,
no,
like in my head, I'm just so dumbfounded. I was just like,
I don't even
want to be in this conversation. And I walked away because I'm like, I don't like gossip. I don't like hatred. I don't like gossip. I think it's the worst thing in the world. And you know what? Let them live their lives. They didn't do anything to you. They're not hitting on you. They're not whatever. Leave them alone.
But what he said was true. That can get you, man, I'm telling you, that stuff is hated by some people that, you know, the thing is funny about it, you wouldn't know a person feels about that until you actually see that activity, you're around them and you see them observe it, and then you take a note of how they react to it, because people I never would have guessed, I mean, these are older people, too, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm young, I didn't, until I seen some people, man, some relatives of mine, I didn't know how they felt about that stuff until I happened to observe them around. They seen people like that and something going on, and, man, it came out of them. I'm talking about it was almost to the point they were plotting murder. I'm like, damn.
Oh, no.
it is bad. But, see, to me, it's not even bad. To me, it's to a point where it's ridiculous, because if you're really going to kill people, you're going to be killing a whole lot of people, because whenever you have people like that, that's like gay bashing or whatever, the only thing you're really doing is you're just making a lot of people become closet homosexuals, because a lot of people that you see out here that's all manly and hardcore, I mean, a lot of people think, oh, okay, you know, he's straight, you know, because he acts like a man. But see, anybody can act anyway, but that don't mean, you know what I'm saying? But see, I mean, so I think that a lot of people, like these gay bashers, and then another thing, I've heard that, like, a lot of gay bashers, they hate it because deeply inside, they might want to be with a man, you know? So
that's what I'm saying. I think that a lot of people talk that way. I think that they're closeted themselves. And also, I remember, like, what was it, a year ago, or probably 2 years ago, that show Grey's Anatomy, I don't know the actor's name. I think it's...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I know you're talking about it.
And the other guy, you know, cursed him out and you know, called him foul language and, you know, used, you know, the most horrible word in the world. And it's like, you know, and got him fired. And it's like, you know what? He's just coming out. He felt comfortable in his own skin to come out, and someone else is going to gay bash him. Your own co-host, your own. I mean, it's just like, it's horrible. Ellen, she came out. you know, she lost her show, but now she's big. I mean, people are coming out. I mean, it's like, you know, people are, like you said, because of people saying things like you're going to get killed or, you know, God is going to punish you. No, no. The more that people see those things, the more people are so scared to come out.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, exactly. They're going to hide the truth. They're going to hide themselves. So the question is, do you like, I mean, would you rather be, or well, not be around, but would you rather, you know, see somebody who you know, that's comfortable with themselves, or would you want to be with somebody that you're thinking they're straight, but really they're not? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I mean, to me, exactly.
I'm going to tell you, I was kind of confused on that, then I realized what society, that's what society wants. They rather see that you are a certain way than to say, okay, you hide. Because if you find out you're hiding, they're going to do their best to destroy you.
I know. But
and
you know what?
Because I'm telling you,
sad.
I looked at what they did to Charlie Crist. I'm talking about when they thought that for 1 minute, that's the first thing they attacked on this guy. Or, you know.
There was something years ago, too. A guy, from Wyoming. Again, it was like 5-7 years ago, also on Oprah. His mother came on. Because he was gay, he went into a bar hanging out with, like, a female friend of his. These two guys picked him up and said, hey, you want to go out? So, of course, he didn't know. He was naive. He said, sure, why not, you know? He wasn't doing anything wrong. They took him in a car ride, and it was a true story. And they took him out, and they hung him, like, on the wires and let him there to die. And they you know, they killed him just because he was just minding his own business hanging out with a female friend at a bar. So things like that pissed me off because – you know, just people all over the world with loved ones and who are gay, or even if they're not, like, why? We have a gay parade in New York, if no one knows about this. There's a gay parade for a reason, because we're celebrating the life of people who are gay. So, you know, I mean, I just feel bad for those who are afraid to come out of the closet because they're afraid they're going to get bashed. But I feel like if you're a lesbian, it's so okay. Like, two girls to be kissing, and
double...
guys are like, oh, that's hot. That's so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But you see two guys, ew, that's nasty. I want to kick his ass. No.
Yeah, it's a double standard. And then also, I think, too, that, I mean, like, 2010, I just feel like, as of today, that if you're still homophobic, then you might as well get over it. Because, you know, as I walk around New York City and then, you know, just different places, I see, you know, a lot of homosexual couples, you know, people who are just comfortable with themselves. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's not going away, so you're just going to keep hating for no reason. And then, you know, if you really go back into time, you know, like back in the 1800s and even further than that, you have found out that a lot of people were like that. But, you know, back in those days, you definitely had to keep it under wraps. But you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, I feel like you can't control what you're attracted to. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, you know, some people might like cow milk. Some people might like soy milk. That might be a bad example. But the point is, you can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't help what you like. So, I mean, if a guy likes another guy, if that's his emotions, I mean, how on earth can he fight those emotions? That, I mean, those are real, true emotions. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think people, you know, they don't get it. But I don't know. My point is,
if that happens with a guy, because I don't believe that people are born like that. I mean, everything, when you're born, you're like a blank sheet of paper. Your life experiences and the things you learn are what make you you. Those are the things that write your pages. Just somewhere down the line, something has to trigger this stuff. I think
yeah,
it
I believe
is.
That.
And I'm going to tell you the truth.
I disagree because, I mean, I watch a lot of Oprah, but they had someone come in and said, you know, they show pictures. They had a guy who was gay at, you know, an adult age, and a girl who was a lesbian at an adult age, and they showed pictures of when they were younger, and they were showing a girl who was, like, playing with boy stuff, you know, and they were showing a kid, you know, being in dress-up shoes. So I do believe, like, when you're young, you do know. I mean, you may not know when you're 2 or 3, but they're saying, like, listen, you may know when you're 5, you may know when you're 7. If not, you may not know until you're 10. But I feel like in some way you are going to know, sometimes you are going to know when you're younger. And sometimes, you know, you're like, hey, let me just try this. As I get older, I've been with the opposite sex, and now I feel like trying something new, and then they love it, and they stick with it.
See, but I'm going to tell you now, listen to what you just said. Now, when I was a kid, I used to play house with my little sister. We used to play with her dolls. I mean, we were kids. What I said is when a child is born,
Oh, okay.
He does not know that. That's impossible. You don't know anything when you're born. And something somewhere has to bring about that. So we don't know. I don't know what stage it takes place in. You know, it could be, I don't, like you said, it could be when he's 4 years old, but I can't even remember stuff when I'm 4 years old. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can, somewhere, you know, get me wrong now, that's like with women. They go, I've even asked my sister, and right to this day, she cannot give me a clear answer of why she's like that. Why she's like that. Not a clear answer. And I started to make, and I'm going to tell you, I said, you know, I think it's just, you're just freaky. Because I'm going to tell you, a lot of people that, this is the honest truth, man. This is no joke. Someone told me once, now I met, because you got people, they'll get mad. They, like you said, they see guys doing that. That's disgusting. Some of those very same people that are getting pissed off are also very freaky individuals when it comes to their sex. And I said to myself, wait, do you know there's no difference? Yeah, because you got women that like anal sex. There's no difference when it comes to that. Sodomy is sodomy either way it goes, buddy. But you want to bash, you're bashing them because they, you know, because you know that's what homosexuals might be into. But we, you know what you're doing. How can you, that's why, you, how can you judge a person when you do pretty much doing almost the same thing?
What
you
about people, when I hear people who are swinging, I think that's crazy. But
oh, my God. See, I could talk about that. I'm going to tell you, I was so dumb. Let me tell you, I was so dumb when I was a younger person. I think I was about 23, 24 years old. I was so dumb. I went in, I used to, me and my friend, we go to the, strip clubs. We go to strip clubs. I'm so dumb. They say, well, the club's about to close, but they got this all-night bar upstairs. So we go upstairs. I don't know what the hell. I'm thinking, well, damn, this, where the, all these strippers come from downstairs? No. These people were already up there partying. I'll never forget, this brother came up to me. He says, hey, man, you see that girl over there? She want to holler at you, right? I look at her. This girl, I'm talking, this was the baddest blonde I had ever seen in my life. And he goes, yeah, she wants to have sex with you. And I was like, what? So she come over, got to talking. Yeah, I'm talking about fine. Then he goes, yeah, we've been married about 10 years. I'm like, what? Hold on, man.
Wow. That's crazy.
She wanted to have sex with me, him, and a Spanish guy.
Of course she did.
And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, now what's going through your damn head?
You know, you don't know.
Wow. But, you know, being, I'm going to tell you what happens to you when you're young, man. Your hormones get to, it's all about the freaking. I'll tell you right now. You out there with the right, it's all about who you hang around, too. That stuff, I said, wait a minute now. He just said this was his wife. This man, you know, that's it. This man finna kill everybody up in here. He think he's slick. He finna, I got paranoid and ran up out of there.
Wow. We are 12 minutes. We are 12 minutes down to the show. Real quick, I do want to say this, that I do hate that, you know, with the way that society is, you know, with the homosexual thing, that it does make, I guess, straight men uncomfortable because, you know, like we said before, that, you know, they're scared to do certain things that might not even be gay, or it doesn't mean that they're gay, but it's just that, you know, that the homosexual thing is just so broad the way it is in today that they're scared to do certain things. For example, I know I was at a party, and there was a guy, and he was going to show people how, you know, like Latin men, you know, they do the salsas and the flamencos and all that kind of stuff, which means,
They like to dance.
Exactly, which involves in a lot of hip motion. So he was gonna do salsa lessons, but of course there were guys there, and you know, the only ones that really participated were the women. You had a few guys, but the majority of the guys were, he's twisting his heels, I'm not gonna do that. But to me, I was looking like, okay, that's not gay. That's the way how you pose the dance, but they're so insecure, and then, you know, they don't want to look like, okay, well, you know, they're swinging their heels. I just think, you know, it just plays a part on guys. I mean, because guys,
voice. Like I said before, it's that little negative voice saying, no, I no way am I going to do that. Stop listening to that little voice. Go with your gut. You want to do it.
Well, that's just how, they also attack men that have that feminine voice, and you think that they're gay, but really they're not. You ever met guys like that speak real feminine? But they're not gay. I met guys like that. I know a guy right there goes to my congregation. You think this guy gay, you talk to him. But after you talk to him, you say, wait a minute. You start realizing he's not like that. Why does he talk like that? That's just the way his voice developed. He can't help that.
See, prejudgments. Real quick, also, we had a Facebook question. The question was, if two 100% straight guys are out shopping for clothes, and when it's time to try on the clothes, they go into the same dressing room so that they are able to critique each other, how would you honestly view that situation? Some of our comments were, they shouldn't go in the same dressing room if they are straight. Another chatter said, well, if they are teenagers, I wouldn't think anything of it. However, if they are grown men, and because I don't know them, I'll probably assume they're gay. But all honesty, I wouldn't judge them or anything, but that wouldn't be the conclusion I would draw. So, Carla, what would be your comment, you know, if you saw...
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Because I'm going to tell you, if you saw that now, if it was one dress...
Hello?
Carla?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Oh, we lost him!
See, if it was like a locker room, I wouldn't have... I'm still here.
Okay, good. Okay, we heard nothing for a second. Oh, my God, go ahead.
If it was like a locker room, I wouldn't have a problem. But I'm quite sure if you got a small dressing room, a group of guys ain't going to go into no small dressing room. But then again, you're right. A lot of people don't feel comfortable, and guys, since society is like that, I'm going to tell you, you go to pulling off your clothes first guy, or whoever looking at you gay, they're gonna hit you with that. If you compliment another man for being a handsome dude, you consider be gay. Because I'm going to tell you straight up, I told you, dude, I ain't no handsome guy. That's a handsome guy. Oh, gosh, I ain't worried about that, buddy. But
that's a good
is,
point that you just made,
yeah,
though, because,
but that's a handsome
because a lot of
guy,
I have
telling
friends
you, man.
No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I apologize. No, please go to me.
Somebody go ahead.
Yeah, just about to say, because you have friends, too. I understand, yeah, because I've been in, because people that ask you questions like that, I said, well, if you answer the question, you're gay. You know why? That's because society is being driven in a certain way. Don't get me wrong now. And then, too, I mean, I look at, they say, well, you can't tell who's gay no more. I say, I ain't never ran into somebody you couldn't tell that they was gay. Because we got gay dudes. Most of these guys, you can tell that he's like that, you know. But the thing is, I can't really say that I ever had a gay person come up to me, disrespect me, you know, or, you know, say something rude to me. I can't say that. You know what I'm saying?
It's sad because I mean, like, there's people, okay, if you're living in New York, you know the Village, East Village, West Village, you see two masculine men walking together, you wouldn't think they're gay because they're buff, they go to the gym, whatever, they're doing steroids. But you see it all the time, like, men like that you would not think that are gay. So, like you said, and then I have friends too that, like, you know, one guy is like, yeah, I don't care if he's handsome, I'll say he's handsome. Doesn't mean I'm gay. And one guy's like, oh, I would never say that because, again, like, you know what? If the guy is like I always tell people, listen, there's always going to be someone, you know, prettier than you, handsomer than you. So what?
Yep.
Like, at the end of the day, though, you know you look good. You have to feel good about yourself. That's all that matters. But you shouldn't judge someone because, oh, I would never say that, and I'm, who cares? Give your opinion. Stop listening to that little voice. If you want to give your opinion and, God forbid, it makes you sound this way, no. It's not your opinion.
Yeah. Be real.
Listen, stop being so insecure.
We're talking about people who take a moral stance on certain things. I had this friend one time, and actually she was married to my cousin. And I'll never forget this girl. And she says, oh, I hate faggots. And I'm thinking to myself, how the hell can you hate, how can you even have a moral stand? Here it is, your husband. You've slept with all of his brothers. You and your mother were once married to the same guy, and you got moral principles on something?
Wow. No, you don't do that.
I don't even like saying that word because I think it's so,
yeah.
It's,
and that pissed
you know,
me off. I thought
people.
To myself, how could you hate somebody and here you are, you done the things you done? That's the part I don't understand about people. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, people are doing that and they don't even realize. I look at it like this. You know, there's only one sin the Bible says is unforgivable, and that's the blasphemy of spirit. I think somebody, you done killed some damn body, and you worry about this guy being gay out of here? Damn, you just
crazy.
Life. Yeah, people, this is no joke. I'm telling you, man, it's bad, dude. It's bad down where I live in Florida. And I'm going to tell you right now, you go, now, get me wrong now. Wait a minute, this is the funniest thing. I seen some gay guys get pissed off at some other gay guys, and I thought, wait a minute now, this is crazy because one set of gay guys didn't dress like women. They didn't put makeup on their face. Then you had the other set that did, though. If you weren't up on them clothes, you'd have thought you was talking to women. And
wow.
And I was like, well, damn, what's going on with that? I'll never get that.
I love everything you said. I think you definitely gave a lot of feedback to the show, and I think you're amazing. I love everything you said. I thought you brought everything to the table, and
yes,
we appreciate your call, honestly.
We definitely thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Well, I'll check you guys out later then.
Sounds good.
Thank
Have
you.
A great night. Oh my God, he was awesome.
It was. All right, y'all. Well, I truly hope that you enjoyed the show. We are 4 minutes down to the show. Desire. We had a great show. You know
I
what?
Loved
but
it. I loved anyone. Anyone to end. I'm like, is that our fourth host? Oh my God, you were so great.
I know. And then you know the funny thing is, it's still like with this type of topic, it can go on because it's so broad because you have so many opinions on it. You know, you don't say there's so many opinions. So, but everybody, we definitely want to thank you for tuning in tonight. We are 4 minutes down to the show, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. And y'all already know how we wrap it up with 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto. But definitely be sure to tune in next week with another hot topic that we will be bringing you. And we also want to encourage everybody to definitely call in, you know, whenever the show is live. We love your comments. We love your feedback. And also, if you're not able to call in whenever it's live, definitely listen to the show. Our shows are always archived, so you can listen to it any and every time of the day. And be sure to hit us on our social sites, which is Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace. Just do / Real Hot Fresh, and that's how you will find us on all three. But we're going to go ahead and end this thing tonight with 10 Ways You Know You Get To. Miss Desire, is you ready?
I'm with my favorite part. Go for it.
All right, y'all. Number 10. You know you ghetto if you rent Disney movies for your kids instead of reading to them. You're ghetto.
Oh.
You know. I mean, nobody don't want to spend time with their children. You know what I'm saying? Just pop in a movie, watch that, and then go to bed.
That's sad.
Number 9.
I wonder why kids are fundamental.
Exactly. Number 9. You know you ghetto if you get on the bus with a car phone. What? Don't get that. Stupid. Number 8. You know you ghetto if you think Africa is a country. You're ghetto. Number 7. You know you ghetto if you think African is a language. You still ghetto. Okay? Number six, you know you ghetto if your album collection is composed of tapes full of songs you recorded off the radio. I'm guilty. I'm ghetto because, I got a lot of tapes I recorded songs off the radio back in the day. What's wrong with that? That's how you did it back then. I'm trying to play us. Number 5, you know you ghetto if your hair is more than one color. You got a tricolor, about 3 colors in it.
That was me at one point. I was tricolor because I was like dyeing my hair and had to go bleach. So, oh my God.
Number 4. You know you get out. You know you get out if you see a relative of yours on TV on the TV show Cops.
Oh my God.
Devo Ray J, y'all look. I think I saw something. Okay, number 3. You know you ghetto if you never seen grass. That means you live in New York. Concrete jungle. Number 2. If you bite people while you're boxing, you're ghetto and you might be Mike Tyson. Okay.
Oh my God. And
that's
the number 1, drum roll please.
Is if you have gold teeth in your mouth and you are homeless. You might be ghetto.
I love it.
Yo, you are silly. All right, y'all. Honestly, you don't want to miss next week's show. So keep it real hot and fresh next Monday with your livest host on the net. Y'all already know. We are leaving you with Belle. We'll be about to set this thing off. Peace, y'all, next week.
Bye, y'all. Take care.
I thought I quit trying, but I never tried. Never. with more to hear.